They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
It's the little things.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We're starting to get a better sense of why banks invested in those atrocious mortgage-backed securities. The Financial Times is reporting that Moody's gave AAA ratings to many of them when they should have been rated much lower. And this was caused by a computer bug in early 2007. The bug was fixed, but those securities stayed AAA until January, about the time things fell apart. Stephen Beard has more on this from London.
The error apparently occurred in the mathematical code that Moody's was using to assess the riskiness of complex financial products. It was little more than a minor typing mistake, but, says the Financial Times, it had big repercussions. The paper claims that when Moody's discovered the problem last year, they realized that some $2 billion worth of debt-backed securities had been given the same rating as U.S. government bonds, but they were in fact much riskier. This incorrect labeling may well have misled a lot of investors, says Sam Jones of the Financial Times.
Typically, people who go buying AAA products might be pension funds, they might be institutional investors. Many of them may not have bought the securities in the first place had they not have been AAA.
In a statement, Moody's says it's investigating the matter. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Bank stocks took a beating yesterday on the street. The Dow fell almost 200 points to 12,828. The NASDAQ was down 23. The S&P 500 dropped 13. For the most part, Asia saw losses today. European shares are bouncing back with small gains. Oil is at $129 a barrel. Today, China said the death toll from last week's earthquake is now 41,000 and growing. To the south, in Myanmar, or Burma, 134,000 people are dead or missing because of a cyclone 2 weeks ago. Commentator Will Wilkinson says these aren't just natural disasters, they're also man-made.
The poverty that exposes people to nature's dangers also kills. And that kind of poverty is no inevitability. It requires a human hand. Back in the early 1950s, Burma was the wealthiest nation in Southeast Asia. But today, after half a century of socialism and authoritarian rule, it's one of the poorest countries in the world. When a regime mows down a gathering of political protesters, we sit up and take notice. But when it actively impoverishes its people with economic policies long ago proven harmful, we are too willing to see this not as a choice to which men may be held accountable, but as a natural fact under no one's control. So it wasn't fated that tens of thousands of Burmese would have so little shelter from the storm. They could have been richer, safer. In 1995, an earthquake rocked wealthy Kobe, Japan, ranking as the most expensive natural disaster in history. Yet only 6,400 lives were lost. Compare the Sichuan earthquake. Catastrophe modeling firm AIR estimates total damages will exceed $20 billion, only about one-tenth the economic loss of the Kobe earthquake. But the human toll is over five times greater. China, thankfully, is on its way up the growth path to higher ground. Burma, well, it's a tragic illustration that natural disasters are all disaster and only part natural. Economic growth creates roofs that don't blow away, walls that don't crumble, hospitals to tend the sick, and generators to keep the ventilators on. The self-dealing thugs that botch the institutions of growth don't just keep their people poor. They keep them vulnerable, exposed.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog on our website, marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
In about an hour, Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi holds a cabinet meeting. Not in Rome, but in Naples. He's trying to show that he cares about the awful garbage problem in Naples. We've talked about it before with reporter Megan Williams, and she joins us once again. Megan, I have this image, a man, an Armani suit, ankle deep in trash. Is that somewhere accurate?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, one of the big scandals about Berlusconi going down to Naples is that he's staying in a 5,000 euro suite, which is, you know, about 9,000 US dollars a night. So I don't know how much he's going to be actually walking around the streets. But if he does, I mean, you know, what he's in for is huge colonies of rats and cockroaches and garbage juice. The whole area, it smells terribly. There's 50,000 tons of garbage in the streets in the region, and about almost 4,000 of that in Naples itself.
And what is Berlusconi proposing to do about it?
Well, what people are expecting might come out of the meeting is that he will force these local communities in and around Naples to set up the garbage dumps that the government has been trying to get them to accept for a while now, and the incinerators. People have been really resisting that because they've had it up to here with garbage. They say, take it somewhere else. We've been taking the garbage from the north for the past 30 years. We don't want to have garbage dumps, even if they're properly managed. So he may just force that on people, and he may also bring in the army to do it.
What about the European Union? Is it getting involved in this?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, the EU took Italy to court. It's filed a lawsuit against Italy for its inaction around this issue. Italy is not a country that lacks either means or know-how. What it is lacking is just accountability. I mean, nobody's accountable. No one can make a decision here on a political level. What you've got, you know, quite literally is a big stinking mess with the rats and the cockroaches running the show. The mafia has gladly taken over this crisis.
Megan, we've talked about this issue before, and last time we mentioned how it might affect the price of mozzarella. How's that going?
Well, mozzarella sales are still down, and I think the mozzarella industry has been working very hard to try and convince people that the pollution levels in the mozzarella caused by the burning fire is low and there's no direct connection. It's very difficult to prove.
All right, Megan Williams in Rome. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.